This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is kind of what comes with having a rookie at that position, but he has been really good.
Pressure from Hendrickson, and he finally got there.
27, protected for the moment, and that moment is gone. Trey Hendrickson comes in.
That's Joe Buck and Mike Tirico on the call for ESPN and NBC, respectively, this year. Trey Hendrickson getting to the quarterback, something he's done a whole lot of. 35 sacks the last 2 years. That's 35 sacks. 17 and a half each of the last two seasons. Led the NFL in sacks for Cincinnati. Now, people sleep. He was at the Saints for 4 years before he was in Cincinnati for 4 years. But he was a really old rookie, and I didn't know that. So he is actually 30 years old. He'll turn 31 at the end of next season in December. So I actually would have thought he was 28, but I'm wrong. He's 30. He was a 23-year-old rookie.
Yeah, he had that breakout season his final year and his walk year with the Saints. And I think a lot of people were kind of going, yeah, okay, buddy. I'm sure that's not real. Cincinnati took a leap and were rewarded. 14, 8 down year, but 17 and a half each of the last two seasons. A whole mess of sacks for Cincinnati. 57 sacks over 4 years. That is cleaning up.
Now, he is due to become one of the highest paid pass rushers in the NFL. We just saw Max Crosby get an amount of money that obviously Trey Hendrickson is not going to get, but resetting the market to some extent for a guy who is rushing the quarterback off the edge. Hendrickson's made four straight Pro Bowls. He finally made first-team All-Pro. He finished second in the Defensive Player of the Year chase with Crosby not 100% healthy, you know, ahead of him this past season, and he hit the quarterback 36 times. 36 is a ridiculous number. I'm going to give you guys just a couple of comps so that you can make that work in your head. Dante Fowler, the best pass rusher here, who had 10 and a half sacks, had 14 hits on the quarterback this year. Dorrance Armstrong, who Washington paid about $10 million a year to come in from Dallas to be their top defensive end this year, had 14 hits on the quarterback. Trey Hendrickson, this past season, hit the quarterback 36 times.
So those are, you know,
combined total of Washington's, you know, four rushers.
And that's what I usually consider. So one of the things that I look at an awful lot when we talk about pass rushing is quarterback hits, because that means, are you in the neighborhood? And whether you got the sack or not, the process was there. You beat your guy, you're in the backfield, you touch the quarterback. Sometimes it's an extra beat and he holds the ball and you get a sack. Other times you go, what's wrong with John Allen? Why did he only have three sacks? Well, you get 20-some quarterback hits that year. You replay it again, he'd have eight or nine, and that's what happens the following year. So usually, you look at some of the league leaders, and they're in the mid-20s. This year, he would have led the NFL in almost any other season, but Zach Allen in Denver had 40 quarterback hits, which is astounding, which is ridiculous for a guy, again, that only had 8.5 sacks. So the point of the dude's story is, this is a consistent, winning pass rusher. Not quite on the level of that Myles Garrett, even Max Crosby, every play is ruining everything for you, but as consistent and workmanlike and technician as they come, like, that is an effective pass rusher that I was always wondering the whole time. We're trying to do a long-term deal for Ja'Marr Chase. We really want to do a long-term deal for T. Higgins. How are they going to pay everybody? I think here's the answer. They're not.
Yeah, I use PFF for counting stats pressures and things like that more than anything else. Their grades can be helpful, but are subjective. And so when you start talking about those, I think sometimes people start covering their ears and don't want to, you know, hear what you have to say. But I love the counting stats on pressures, and this guy has lived among the top of the league for the last couple of seasons. Now, 30 is probably the new 28 in terms of available players and age, in the sense that at that position, you can age pretty well. We've seen guys like Bruce Smith or, you know, Reggie White or others, you know, play deep into their 30s and have some success. I don't think it's the end of the world like we talked about if Joey Bosa had a more healthful history, or even Khalil Mack, who had a 17-sack season at 32 or 33. It's not crazy to see a guy have a really strong season with production into his 30s. So Hendrickson is someone I would be interested in, but this is big game hunting. This would cost draft picks. This would cost a massive cap number. You know, this would be your move of the offseason and maybe your move of a couple of offseasons. And do you want to put all those eggs in that basket? Again, 35 sacks over 2 years ain't nothing. You want to look for a 17.5 sack season in Washington's history? You're going all the way back to Dexter Manley.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those numbers don't exist in this organization's modern history. Nobody's done it. So he's the real deal. He's a great player. And it's not like it's just sacks, as we're pointing out. It's TFLs. He had 35 the last 2 years. It's hitting the quarterback.
Pressures,
it's constant
the whole thing.
Pressures. Yeah. Like, he is a real, legitimate pass rusher. If you look at total pressures this past season, he was not at the top of the board among the edges, but he was right there below the number one spot. So, color me very intrigued, Danny.
Yeah, Pro Football Reference, for example, has him at number one. Pro Football Focus might have him at two or three. The point is, that's the company he's in. Effective pass rusher. There's no other way around that, right?
Jared Verse of the Rams, one at 89. Jonathan Greenard of the Vikings, 84. Trey Hendrickson, third, 83. Same as Myles Garrett in terms of the number of times he pressured the quarterback. I want to dive in and try to find in the break here how often he's doubled and chipped, because while Sam Hubbard, who just retired, was a really good D tackle, he was a little bit of a one-man wrecking crew in terms of, you know, all-pro talent on that defensive front. They've, you know, brought in DJ Reader, and they've had some different guys over the years that have come and gone. But for the most part, I would imagine he's getting to work occasionally against some doubles and getting chipped.
You think so?
And he's still putting up those numbers, which is the sign of a pretty elite player.
Yeah, and this is, again, an offense and a team that was behind a lot. They were, you know, losing and slinging it and throwing it all over the place, and they couldn't stop anybody. And you want to blame him for that? They have a hand in a bad defense? Sure, I'm happy to have that conversation too. But, you know, think about how many times you're trailing and teams are running on you, and you're still putting up those kind of pass rushing totals. That's usually reserved to me for, like, that Dwight Freeney role where, Dwight, do not play the run. We don't care. We're going to have a lead, and they're going to be throwing it, get after the quarterback, and you can just get upfield most of the time. That's usually what you have to do to get to 17.5 sacks. You can play honest or play straight and play true and get 10 if you're pretty good, but to get to 17.5, you usually have to cheat the process a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to stay at home on this run. I might bite on this play fake because the next time I'll be upfield and I'll be able to, you know, to make the tackle in the backfield. You don't have to play as assignment sound, but to be at 17.5, given the fact that they're probably trailing a whole bunch and teams are running, that's even more impressive to me.
Trey Hendrickson's going to want to get paid. This is why he's become available and why the report is that the Bengals are telling him to go get money, because they just tagged T. Higgins, who they're keeping around at an expensive rate. It's the second tag, so it's 120% of what he got last year. And they got to sign Chase. They can't pay Chase long-term and tag Higgins, with Burrow already having broken the bank, and also pay Hendrickson. So they're also a little bit of a fun experiment here, in my opinion, in terms of paying all of their guys on offense and appeasing their quarterback, who says, I'm not choosing between my two favorite receivers. You're keeping both of them. Because Burrow came out, and I mean, he really took it to the front office publicly in a press conference and said, prove it to me. You know, show me how serious you are. I want Higgins and I want Chase to stay. And the easy follow-up is, so you don't want Trey Hendrickson then, right? Or is that what you're saying?
Is that what you're saying?
The defensive end with the 17.5 sacks? But you can't pay everybody. That's where they are. This past year, 1 year, $21 million was basically what he signed. So he, as an extension, so he's now on the books for $18.6 million this season. I'd have to look into if he was traded what the cap number would be. But no wonder why that guy wants to get paid. He just watched Max Crosby get what he
got.
That
might have been an accelerant, you would think.
And he's making less than $19 million with 1 year left on his deal. In terms of guaranteed money, he's going, hey, agent.
Hello.
We need to go get 100 plus mil and guarantee $55 million of it to me right here and right now. Bengals said no. Fine. Then we'll go somewhere else.
You are Grant Peters. Great jawline. Incredible hair. You look awesome on camera. You've already answered questions. You've told every reporter that's a great question. Use their first name every time because you have a high EQ. Somebody in private asks you, hey, Grant Peters, come on, man. How far are you willing to go to sign Trey Hendrickson? What's the max deal you'd offer? Best and final. What is it?
Contract-wise?
Contract-wise.
I mean, I would make him one of the highest paid defensive ends in the NFL.
Can there be a three in front of it to start?
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
AAV?
Sure. I don't think there would be. I don't think I would do that. But, I mean, if that's what it takes, yeah, go get a great football player. Here's what's interesting. We keep talking about age. And, like, Joey Bosa is basically the same age as him, and I'm going, he's old. Well, he gets hurt all the time. Hendrickson's been healthy. But because the cap keeps going up and up and up and up and up, teams are not allowing these free agents to walk to the same extent. So a lot of times when guys shake free, it's in this way. It's they're now available for trade because I've paid too many guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not after their first contract at 26 years old anymore. So we will have to recalibrate a little bit of normalcy in terms of like what you expect from the age of a player coming in here. If you're looking for a 26-year-old who can get you 14 sacks, that guy's probably not coming available
That's
in
right.
this era of football. It's probably going to be a 30-year-old, or there's going to be some baggage. I can get you 12 sacks, but I'm coming off an ACL. I can get you 14 sacks, but I can't play the run. I can get you 13 sacks, but I've only played 9 games in the last 2 years. That kind of stuff is going to be happening more and more and more.
I think so.
Because teams are just not letting their own guys walk.
Especially at premium spots, right? That's the, obviously, quarterback, but then you go wide out, offensive tackle, defensive end slash pass rusher, havoc wreaker, and to a degree cornerback. Although the cornerback market's pretty decent this year. But this is one of the premium ones. I mean, just look at how these guys have gotten paid over the years. Max Crosby just signed the richest non-quarterback deal in sports history. Or not sports, football history. So there you go. I mean, that's the new paradigm. So you've got it. Something exceptional has to happen. And in this case, it looks like it has with Burrow, Higgins, and Chase. That's your triumvirate. So they're going to have to figure out a way to build the team probably without some of these other high-priced stars that might be on the market here before too long.
Here's what I would do. I would offer him a 4-year extension at $26 million a year. $104 million. And I think that would get it done. That's what Montez Sweat was looking for, if you remember. And because he's not in his 27, 28 seasons. You know, you're 30. You're going to turn 31 this football season. I think a four-year deal with that kind of money, $104 million, and I'd be willing possibly to guarantee him the first 3 years of the deal or close to it. Like, instead of just...
You're like a $75 million in guarantees?
Yeah, instead of like $52 million, I'll guarantee you close to 70, like a $65, $67 million, so that you know you're going to probably be here for 3 years. I don't know why that wouldn't get it done. I would go at 27 if I had to, $28 million. My ceiling's probably 28. Like, you say, would I do 30? No, probably not. I don't think I would need to. But in the 25 to 27 range, I think, is the sweet spot. And if the market's really rich, because Max Crosby might have just ruined everything for everybody, you know, okay, maybe 26, 28, something like that. But I'd try to avoid $30 million a year. But you got to take advantage of this quarterback. Who was it that said that to us yesterday? Was it Charles Davis? I think it was CD at the end of the show yesterday when we were asking him about wide receivers. Hey, they've got Debo in the fold now. Would you keep pushing? Do you think they need another wideout? He's like, yeah, of course. Do what you can. You got the quarterback, man. Go try to win a title. And by the way, we keep asking this old, young, like, what should they be looking for? Are we okay with it? They don't seem to really go young in free agency. The monster under the bed here a little bit. What's a better reference than that? The scary thing nobody talks about, I think, sometimes with this team, there's not that much really, really good young talent. Because of how bad the drafts were.
This is the point that I'm hammering,
I'm not going full House of Cards here, okay? But you have built this thing. It's kind of a papier-mâché build that Jaden Daniels is, like, holding up with his arms and legs in all directions. And if he is Mahomes, Burrow, one of those guys, Allen, Lamar, then nothing matters and you'll just be good every year and no one needs to. We could just stop doing the show. Let's talk about the Caps or the Nats because they're always going to be good. But the young talent, when you compare it to the Green Bays and the Detroits and the Minnesotas, I'm thinking playoff teams from last year, and Philly or whoever, it's not the same.
No, it's not.
So do you try to go solidify that, which is a multi-year project, or do you just push some chips in a little bit and go, we accidentally got here, let's just keep going this direction until the bottom falls out?
Yeah, this is kind of the drum I've been beating, I would say, when some of these more veteran guys come up. And I don't want to all the time just go, oh, he's 33, bring him over. You don't want to just keep doing that because, as you said, it's a hamster wheel, kind of a dead-end road for a short-term thing. It's by its nature short-term when you sign someone to a one-year deal or a two-year deal or whatever. But that's point one. But then column two is the window is open. I have so little young talent already in-house.
Thanks, Ron.
I've got to fill it somewhere. And all the Martys, fare thee well. I hope you get great gigs. But just stop influencing who's on my roster, please, and thank you.
Let's look for young stars other than Daniels on this football team. I'm just looking at, I'm rattling off the starters on the depth chart. McLaurin, Samuel, Zacchaeus, Coleman, Allegretti, Biadasz, Cosme, Wiley, Ertz, Daniels, B-Rob. I mean, Daniels is the only one on offense.
Mm-hmm.
Young is what? Sub-27? 26 isn't young, but I'd even grant that at this point. That's like going into your second contract age. I'm not putting Cosme on that list after last year coming off an ACL. Are you?
No.
Like, if we're talking studs, he's good. I don't know if he's a stud. Fowler, Payne, Allen, Armstrong, Luvu. I'll kick Allen off and put Newton in, who I like but isn't on that level yet. Luvu's really, really good. I would say he's a stud. He's not young. You know how old Frankie Luvu is?
28.
I'll take the over on that. What's Frankie's age, right? He turns 29 this season, I guess, right? I mean, that's not a young stud. Igbinoghene, Lattimore, Quan Martin is a really good player at safety. Stud? I don't think so.
Nice player. But the point stands.
So Jaden Daniels is... how about Sanristil?
There you go.
I'll give you Mikey Sanristil as a true linchpin, building block, standout young kid on his first contract. That's two. Are we missing anybody?
No. Nobody that you'd go star. I mean, they have players that fit that bill, but that's kind of the point here, is you need that, and let's get that. Everyone should be in favor of finding that. But you only have so many draft selections. There's only so many free agents. And your point about guys, you know, leaking free at 25, 26 in the prime of their careers and being a dramatic talent upgrade, I don't know how many of those guys they're going to be at premium spots.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.